This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Macomb's new city administrator is no stranger to the community. Scott Coker grew up in Macomb. He worked at NTN Bauer and Western Illinois University before becoming the city's public works director a couple years ago. Coker says he prepared for his current position by job shadowing previous city administrator Dean Torreson. Coker says the idea of running the city's day-to-day operations appealed to him.
I guess I feel that I enjoy helping things get better, help running the process. I think I have things to offer to do that, and so saw that as an opportunity.
What would you like to see Macomb do better?
I think in these times, we have big concerns about the census coming up. The university is struggling currently, so we have to help with that, help our university. We have to continue to work hard for community development, economic development, things like that. So that's a main priority.
Well, what do you think the city can do to help the university, I guess, attract and retain more students?
Well, I think, I grew up in Macomb, so I'm very familiar with this area my whole life. I believe that folks, once they get here, they understand how nice a town Macomb is. Everybody's very welcoming. I think that's the same at the university. That's hard to understand that until you get here. So I think just continuing to reach out in whatever way possible to do that. So the university, we have to work together. It's the town and gown, you know, that's we always talk about that. We need to continue to work together, be more collaborative on things. But when there's recruitment efforts, we need to be involved there to say, here's this town to come. You're coming to the town along with coming to the university.
I would imagine with today's students, one way to appeal to them is to have an up-to-date website. I think Western has that. The city's website looks outdated. Is that a priority for you?
Yes, it is. That's on my to-do list. The city, we're a smaller staff. We don't have a technology person directly per se, so it's a little bit of a struggle just to have the personnel to do that, but we will achieve having a new web page. Yes, that's a goal.
Is there something in particular you want to accomplish in your first year, something a year from now you want to be able to say you got done?
I think just, I think there we have some tough times here in Macomb. I've been through, in the last 2 years, I've learned a lot about city governance that was new to me. Being in facilities, it's similar to public works and managing things. I think my goal is to plan where we're headed, in the next year. I'm aware of some of the challenges that we have. How do we get through those? We will get through them. But I think the biggest thing is how we plan our future and then start achieving those things. So to me, the first year is kind of me figuring out what's going on and all the stuff that I didn't know went on for the city administrator, and then planning what we need to do to make things better. And so I'm always big on goals and objectives for each department, and you always have the day-to-day stuff that you do, but what's the baseline that is the longer term things, and how do you get there?
What is your vision for Macomb?
My vision is that we just continue to be a nice place to be. Growing up, I'm from Macomb originally. Growing up, I probably never imagined I would come back here. A lot of young people say that. But it's a great place to raise a family. Crime is low. It's a wonderful place to be. And as you get older, you understand that. So getting folks to remember that, I think, is very important. So I think it's a great place to be, and we'll get through these things, these problems that we have, and come out the other side and be stronger.
Scott Coker is Macomb's new city administrator. He took over May 1st following Dean Torreson's retirement from the position. Regarding the possible population drop in next spring's census, Coker says each person lost will cost the city around $150 in revenue each year from the state and federal governments. He feels the city staff is pretty lean, so he says any possible reductions might come in services offered by the city rather than in personnel. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.